Reuven now to discuss the halachas governing Tfilas Mincha. The Gemara tells us that Chazal instituted the Davening Mincha, and Davening Mincha is supposed to be corresponding to the Zman of the Hakrovas HaKorban of the Mincha in the Beis HaMikdash. The actual beginning of the Davening Mincha goes back even way before the days of Chazal, goes all the way back to Yitzchak Avinu tikkun Tfilas Mincha. But the details in terms of the Zman of Tfilas, the Gemara says, what pattern, after what time the Korban was brought in the afternoon. What time was the carbon, the talmid of the afternoon, actually brought? The Gemara tells us, based on the psukim and Bashas Pinchas, it has to be Bein Harbayim, which means in the afternoon, after the sun begins to set. So the sun actually begins the setting process already a split second after Chatzos, after halfway through the day. That's when the sun begins to tilt towards the west, and that's already considered to be Bein Harbayim. So technically speaking, one can offer the carbon talmid, and technically speaking, one can have the mincha split second after Chatzos, after halfway through the day. Nevertheless, Chazal made an institution that one should not bring the korban mincha, bring the korban tamid so early, because one may make a mistake. It's hard to tell exactly when Chatzos is, you don't have a clock. So therefore, Chazal instituted that one should wait for a half hour, it's called Sheisho Sumechza, a half hour after Chatzos, before offering the korban tamid. For this reason, the Gemara Brachas tells us that the halacha is that one should not have a mincha until this point either. So this is the source for the idea that we won't begin mincha, even though it's after Chatzos already, we won't begin mincha until a half hour after Chatzos. This is machlokes in the poskim, how to calculate this half hour. Is a half hour a standard objective 30 minutes, or is a half hour what we call a half a shos manios? Which a shos manios means that you divide up the halachic day, according to most poskim, from sunrise to sunset, divide it into 12 equal portions, and one of those portions is considered to be a halachic hour. It's going to be a difference between the winter time and the summer time. In the winter time, where there are less daylight hours, so Shos Manis is going to be somewhere around 50 minutes. In the summertime, where there are many more daylight hours, so it's going to be something closer to 70 minutes. That's why you may see a little bit of a discrepancy between Chatzos and Zman Mincha according to different calendars. Some will write a half hour standard, and others will write the amount of time in terms of the Shos Manis. What if a person did the Yevet Davin Mincha early? This happens very often. That usually happens the first day when they change the clock. People are a little submission, one's a little confused as to when the earliest time the Daven Mincha is. And sometimes people jump the gun and Daven Mincha a little bit before the end of that half hour. What would that halacha be? So the Mishnah Berurah is not sure what the din is. The Mishnah Berurah argues, maybe one should say, since in the Beis HaMikdash they didn't bring the korban at that point, so then one has no right to Daven Mincha at that point, and if you did Daven Mincha with the Yevet, you wouldn't be Yotze. And then Mishnah Berurah is the tzad to say the other way, maybe it would be acceptable, since the whole reason for the wait for the half hour is just to make sure there was no confusion, mix up in the time. But if the bottom line is you know that it was after Chatzos, your calendar, your phone said it was after Chatzos already, so then maybe Mikra, then that would be okay. So Mishnah Berurah leaves it hanging. Derech HaShulchan is Maker. Derech HaShulchan writes that he finds it very hard to believe that if Minat Torah, that's really the Zman of bringing the Korban, and in the Zman Shebei Sabikdash HaKayim, if they would have brought the Korban a little bit early, it wouldn't have made them bring it back a second time. So then it's hard to believe we should make a person daven mincha a second time either. So if the Ikra did, it's probably going to be okay. But again, one should be careful. So again, so the Ikra's Zman of Mincha begins at the time of Chatzos plus a half hour. And hopefully, tomorrow we'll speak about when the later time to daven mincha is.